stood in glorious sunshine right outside the front of the Bletchley Park mansion. I am here with
Ian Standen,
Kelsey Griffin.
Quick update for the people of Station X who are meeting here today and those that can't make it who are listening online.
Quick update. Well, it's been a fantastic start to the year. The first 4 months of this year, our visitor numbers are up on 48% on the equivalent period last year.
Absolutely. They were up last year as well.
They were up last year, 140,000 visitors last year. By this trajectory, we'll be somewhere in 160,000, 170,000 this year, all being well.
And this is before you have remodelled the landscape, which will allow even more people, surely?
Absolutely. And of course, as you well know, there's an HLF-funded project in train at the moment. We've got all the money for that, so just about to start that off. And hopefully, end of 2014, early 2015, we'll be completing that and allow us to achieve our ultimate target. It's about 250,000 visitors a year.
So if you don't come and visit Bletchley Park, you could be one of the few that haven't. So get here. And how are you handling visitor numbers when it comes to volunteers? I know you're always looking for new volunteers.
Always looking for new volunteers. Volunteers are sort of the backbone of the customer-facing side of the business here, and always looking for new volunteers to come and help out, absolutely.
So anybody thinking of going to do a history project anywhere, why not become a volunteer and glean some of the amazing training that goes on here? Because you do have training courses, don't you?
We train up our volunteers, yeah. The guides go through a very extensive training process to make sure they're all on message when they're taking the folks around, and the people who do the other supporting activities are equally well trained, so they're looking after our customers properly.
And get the facts right and inject it with your personality, because I know that depending on who you have taking you round Bletchley Park, you can come a second time and have a completely different kind of perspective because of the person that's taking you, and you seem to really nurture the individuals, I think.
Absolutely. We've got lots of individuals here who provide very bespoke tours to our visitors. All, of course, have a central message, but all then add their personality to the offering we give to our visitors.
Kelsey, what are you looking forward to this year?
One of the most exciting moments this year will be when we host a visit by the... we're on the torch relay route, so we've got the Olympic torch coming along on the 9th of July, which is incredibly exciting. And further recognition, I think, that Bletchley Park is a site of national, international importance.
So they're coming through the gates and into the park itself?
Driving, yes, they'll be here for 45, 50 minutes. And we'll be also having lots of local school children here. We'll be hosting the torch on behalf of the local community.
And can people come along that day as visitors?
Unfortunately not, for capacity planning reasons. We won't be able to have the gates open to general visitors, but we will be having, as I say, lots of school children.
You'll be letting the press in though, won't you?
I expect so.
What day is that?
It's a Monday,
the
9th of July. Fantastic. So, Bletchley Park, today is Station X. We do this approximately once a month. It's dependent on how busy this place is getting. That would be Kelsey's phone. You guys have got to go off to meetings, haven't you?
Have indeed, I'm afraid so. Yeah, can't stand out in the sun all day, I'm afraid. much to do.
Get back in the boardroom, you guys.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you very much for your time. Oh, quick plug of the website.
www.bletcheypark.org.uk.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye. I'm heading back into Hut 4 because we've got a number of people here that I haven't seen for either a very long time or never before. So I'm hoping Gordon, who is 125F8, who mans the Station X Twitter account now, I'm hoping he's going to... add everybody to the list that's here, but also tweet who's here today. It's glorious. We should go and sit outside in the sun now that we're all coffeed up and ready to go.